Oh, this parable, the wheat and the weeds. I think that the maybe the original intent of this parable was something like this. There's a group of people, and they're gathered together, and the tendency for this group is to try to check out like who's really good and who isn't among us, right? And the idea is that we will get rid of the evil among us, and that way we will be more pure. This works all the time, right? This is how we do things, right? If we got some troublemakers in the group, well, what do? Well, we identify them and we ask them to leave. We do it a lot. And in fact, we do it in ways that are so subtle we don't even know we're doing it. And Jesus, in this parable, is, I think, trying to get us to think again about that. Like, all right, look, here's the thing. The wheat and the weeds, they're all growing in the same soil. And they're sharing the same root system. So if you start yanking up the weeds, right, the wheat is going to get damaged. So a paraphrase of this parable might just be, you know, y'all just aren't very good at this, so stop. Stop doing it. Okay? Because you're damaging the roots of your own life when you do this. Now, on a big scale, one of the things that I've noticed in the last couple of weeks is this whole business of our President Biden is selling cluster bombs to Ukraine to counteract some of the same kinds of things that Russia's doing. And cluster bombs are just these horrible civilian damaging weapons, right? But we think we've got it straight. We think that the weeds are Russia and Ukraine is the wheat, and we got to protect the wheat, so we're going to do this. And in doing so, we all kind of show ourselves to be weeds. Right? It's just how it is. And it's horrible. And any kind of like moral rooting that we have gets lost because we're trying to weed out others. Doesn't work. Like I said, we're no good at it. So let's stop doing that. And on a personal level, of course, we all have that. We all have brothers-in-law and sisters-in-law and cousins that we know are just plain wrong. Right? We do that. Okay, so that's, I think, what the original parable is about. But I also think this. In the last week, I've had these experiences that I find just absolutely to be kind of a different way of looking at this parable. And that is, three times in my in this week, I have had people tell me, like word for word, I think I'm suffering from imposter syndrome. Did y'all ever hear that? Yeah. No? Some of you have and some of you haven't. I hadn't really heard. I mean, I think I might have heard of it, but I never really thought of it in any kind of terms. But what it is you're in a situation, you're in a position where you realize, you're looking around and you're seeing other people in your same position and you're going, I'm not as good as them. I'm not as smart as them. I don't have the kind of degrees that they have. What am I doing here? Imposter syndrome. And it happens to be that all three are related to ministry, going into ministry, or being in ministry. Right? It's like they look around and say, oh, I'm a pastor? How did I get to be that? Look at all the other pastors. They're much more devout, they're much smarter, they're much this, they're much that. And so we're sitting there comparing ourselves so that, well, in the first understanding of the parable, we're all thinking we're wheat and how wonderful are we. In the second, it's like we're looking around and we're going, oh no, we're weeds. Look at us. I don't deserve this. I don't deserve to be here. Well, it's so interesting. I understand this. I understand this phenomenon. I didn't know the name of it. But I don't know if I first experienced it, but the one that came to my mind was the first year that I was ordained in North Carolina. In North Carolina, they have ordinations at Synod Assembly, and it's big doings. I mean, it is high cotton. Everything's all fancy and everything, and everybody, there's 1,000 people there, and all of the pastors are come in, they're all vested, and they all have our red stoles on, and we process in, and we all sit together. And here I am in with a bunch of, and it's mostly men at that time. I mean, this is 30-some years ago. And the first hymn starts to sing. We start singing the first hymn. And I realize then, oh no, I don't belong here. Because Lutheran pastors, I mean, I think it's supposed, it used to be a law, Lutheran pastors had to have beautiful voices. And I mean, I'm sitting in the middle of all of these pastors, and they're booming out, and they're sitting there doing harmonies and all this stuff, and I'm like, I'm not sitting. I think I had imposter syndrome at that point, right? Like, I don't, what am I doing here among this crowd, right? Well, these people have had this, and it's because, and God love them all, three of the people here, for their honesty about it, right? They felt this sense of it, and it's like, I don't know, I just don't know if I have. And so we're talking about all these things, and it ends up, what happens with when you have this kind of imposter syndrome is you go out and you try to get the things that other people around you have. So in one case, this person's trying to get more degrees, right? Because, well, obviously this is what I need, and to fit in. And another person is figuring out how they can be more prayerful or more devout. And I'm, okay, well, you know what? Let's just calm down here a minute. Has God called you to this? Well, yes. Okay. Then God has given you the gifts that you need. You can't go comparing yourself to other people. And if you do that, it's an endless cycle. Because no matter how many degrees you get, there's somebody over there that's got more. Right? God has given us all gifts. And so live with those gifts. And in fact, the way we absolutely know that we are where we are supposed to be, that is, in our own skin, where God has placed us in our life, is by the waters of baptism. At the end, you say, have you been baptized? Yes. What was said at your baptism? Well, it was said that God is with me, that God has loved me, that I am a child of God. And I said, oh, okay, what else do you need? You don't need another degree. You don't need to be smarter. I mean, I could use a little more smarts, I tell you. But no, that's not it. Can't go chasing after that stuff. But rather, be anchored in the waters of baptism, in the promise that that gives us. Okay? And stop worrying and judging yourself unworthy. It's not the point. Jesus has called you to be worthy. Jesus has called you to shine like the sun. All of creation is waiting for us to shine, right? For the revealing of the children of God. We're all kind of wanting, I don't know. No, creation is waiting for us to claim and to live into the very promise that we have already received. So let's not put that promise on a shelf somewhere and chase after our self-worth somewhere else. This is where we get it. And every Sunday we come here, our liturgy is therapy for not orienting ourselves correctly to God. All week we kind of chase after other stuff, and here we come, and now we orient to God. That's why we're here. Today, especially, we get to witness the giving of a promise to these two little ones, that their life will be filled with promise, and that we will encourage them in all kinds of good ways to shine like the sun, as the children of God do. I think we can do that best when we first allow it to soak in ourselves. So just let it soak in. You shine like the sun. You are the children of God. Don't worry about anybody else being children of God, whether they are or whether they aren't, whether they're wheats or whether they're weeds. But live in the promise. What freedom there is. What life there is. And think of all the time you save not worrying about judging others or judging yourself, but entering into life. That's the promise. So, what do you think? Should we enact this promise on these two kids?
Let's do it.
All right. Why don't you all come forward? Who's the liturgist today?
I am.
Oh, good. Oh, could you win with time? Would you hold this for me? Okay. Right now. All right. Well, have a seat. All right. So, this is Dustin and Sarah Edgar, and this is Regan, and this is Knox. Yeah, right. And this is Amara. All right. Now, so we're going to be baptizing Knox and Amara this morning, and I know we went through this yesterday, but we'll get through it. So, in baptism, our gracious Heavenly Father frees us from sin and death by joining us to the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are born children into a fallen humanity. By water and the Holy Spirit, we are reborn children of God and made members of the church, the body of Christ. Living with Christ and in the communion of saints, we shine like the sun, growing in faith, love, and obedience to the will of God. And now, Sarah, why don't you present Knox Edgar?
I present Knox Anthony Edgar for baptism.
I present Amara Gray Edgar for baptism.
Called by the Spirit and the grace and love of God, you are entrusted with responsibilities, parents, grandparents, and congregation. As you bring your children to receive the gift of baptism, you are invited to live with them among God's faithful people, to bring them to the Word of God and to the Holy Supper, to teach them the Lord's Prayer, the Creed, and the Ten Commandments, to place in their hands the Holy Scriptures, and to nurture them in faith and prayer, so that your children may learn to trust God, proclaim Christ through word and deed, and care for others in the world that God has made. Do you promise to help your children grow in the Christian faith and life? If so, answer, we do.
We do.
Sisters and brothers, do you promise to support Knox and Amara and pray for them in their new life in Christ? If so, answer, we will.
We will.
All right, please stand. I ask you to profess your faith in Christ Jesus, reject sin, and confess the faith of the church. Do you renounce the devil and all the forces that defy God? If so, answer, I renounce them.
I renounce them.
Do you renounce the powers of this world that rebel against God? If so, answer, I renounce them.
I renounce them.
Do you renounce the ways of sin that draw us from God? If so, answer, I renounce them.
I renounce them.
Do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God the Father Almighty,
Creator of heaven and earth. Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God?
I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord,
who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again.
He has ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead.
Do you believe in God the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give God thanks and praise.
And there is something missing here.
The water.
There's water, but there's no container for the water. So, in the back, there's a blue pitcher. In the little closet. We'll continue. We give you thanks, O God, for in the beginning your Spirit moved over the waters, and by your word you created the world, calling forth life in which you took delight. Through the waters of the flood you delivered Noah and his family, and through the sea you led the people Israel from slavery into freedom by way of Moses. At the river your son was baptized by John and anointed with the Holy Spirit. Thank you. By the baptism of Jesus' death and resurrection, you set us free from the power of sin and death, and raise us up to live in you. Pour out your Holy Spirit, the power of your living word, that those who are here washed in the waters of baptism may be given new life. To you be given honor and praise through Jesus Christ our Lord, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. All right. Okay. Are you going to go first? Oh, good. Okay. Guess what? I have to take this off first. I'll be right back.
Is this the righteous climate?
All right. Okay. There you go. All right. Good job. All right. Now. Okay. That's right. You kneel down. That's it. Face that way. Very good. All right. Mara Gray. This is clear. That's nice and warm, isn't it? I baptize you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. And the congregation says, Amen.
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 We give you thanks, O God, that through water and the Holy Spirit you give your daughters and sons new birth. Cleanse them from sin and raise them to eternal life. Now. Sustain Knox with the gift of your Holy Spirit, O God, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, the spirit of joy in your presence, both now and forever.
Amen.
Knox Anthony, you have been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. O God, sustain Amara with the gift of your Holy Spirit, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, the spirit of joy in your presence, now and forever.
Amen.
Amara? Yeah. Amara Gray, child of God, you have been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. Amen. Let your light so shine before others that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Shine like the sun. Mara, let your light so shine before others that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Shine like the sun. Now the congregation is appropriate for us to say our applause and welcome. And this is time for the anthem. God's love has touched me.
Service will continue in a few moments.
Continue with the prayers of the people. Please stand as you're able.
With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. Gracious Father, we thank you for Knox and Amara, and pray that your protection and light will surround them always. May your goodness follow them and their parents throughout their lives. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, giver of life and health, comfort and relieve those challenged by severe mental and emotional illness. Lift their burdens, calm their anxiety, quiet their fears. Surround them with your healing presence that they may know that they are not alone. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
We pray for all those who have been impacted by extreme weather. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Gracious Lord, we give thanks today and every day for those who stir joy and hope, and may we be the source of joy and help for others. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
We pray for bishops Elizabeth and Megan, Pastor Paul, intern Lynette, and all pastors in Christ. Walk with them daily as they tend your flock. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
What else do the people of God pray for today?
Lord, we continue to pray for Mary Ellen, baby Elise, and her dad, Marshall, that you may comfort them, support them, give them strength and peace of mind as they deal with the stress of their illness. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Lord, I pray for my niece, Livia, and her fiancé, Dan, as they prepare to be married this next Saturday. And I ask for safe travel as I go to be with and celebrate this marriage. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Lord, we give you thanks for the wonderful gift of children, for those that have newly arrived, and for those that are nearing the end of their journey. We ask that you watch over all of those dealing with mental illness and physical illnesses, and especially those who deal with PTSD. We just ask that you would guide them, heal them, protect them. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Continue, O God, to be with Ryan and with Bob and with Sue Mouncey and with Henry to bring healing and wholeness. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And also with you.
Let us share a sign of peace with one another.
Thank you.
gracious and merciful, you bring forth food from the earth and nourish your whole creation. Turn our hearts towards those who hunger in any way, that all may know your care, and prepare us now to feast on the bread of life, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your heart.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened the way of everlasting life. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Holy, holy.
Sent to us Jesus, your Son, who reached out to heal the sick and suffering, who preached good news to the poor, and who on the cross opened his arms to all. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat, this is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his death, resurrection, and ascension, we await his coming in glory. Pour out upon us the spirit of your love, O Lord, and unite the wills of all who share this heavenly food, the body and blood of Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom, with you and the Holy Spirit, be all honor and glory, now and forever. Amen. Amen. United into one by the Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Sisters and brothers, this is the body of Christ, which is broken for you. This is the blood of Christ, which is shed for you. Come, eat, and drink. This is the meal of the kingdom of heaven. Amen.
Amen.
Communion hymn is number 491.
Christ,
body of Christ. Body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Amen.
Let us pray. God of abundance, with this bread of life and cup of salvation, you have united us with Christ, making us one with all your people. Now send us forth in the power of your Spirit that we may proclaim your redeeming love to the world. and continue forever in the risen life of Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and grant you peace.
Amen. Amen.
Descending hymn is number 423.